It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is Friday the 23rd of March 2018 and this is episode 17 of the Friday News Update, recording from a very fancy makeshift studio because I'm away from home today, but I do have my mic with me, so it should still be the same kind of quality, but sorry if the acoustics in here aren't that great. Sometimes they aren't, but anyway, today we have a pretty cool show for you. We have some new budget phones and we have some virtual reality news. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Let's get going. This is the Friday News Update for the 23rd of March 2018. And first up this week, HTC have made a surprise announcement of some new budget phones called the Desire 12 and 12 Plus. Both have very nice looking curved glass backs, kind of reminding you of the HTC U11 range, and they also have bezel-less screens on the front, just like the HTC U11 Plus and U11 Eyes had. So let's just go over the specs pretty quickly. The 12 Plus has a 720p HD screen. That screen is 6 inches and it's an 18:9 screen as well, and we get dual cameras on the back. Those cameras are 13 megapixel and 2 megapixel, and underneath those dual cameras we get a fingerprint sensor, which we don't get on the 12. We also get Android Oreo built in, and we get a Snapdragon 450 octa-core processor, which should be alright, and that is coming with 3GB of RAM and 32GB of storage, and we get a 2965mAh battery, and on the front we get an 8MP camera, and big news, we get a headphone jack for the first time in a year on an HTC phone, but you will have to charge it sadly with micro USB. Oh well, it's a budget phone and it'll cost under £250 when it gets released in the UK sometime this year, probably pretty soon. In terms of the Desire 12, we get a single camera on the back. That camera is 13MP, and on the front we get a 5MP camera. The screen is still 720p, but it is 5.5 inches, and we get either 2GB or 3GB of RAM, 16GB or 32GB of storage, and we also get a headphone jack on there as well. Battery is 2730mAh, and the processor is a MediaTek MT6739 quad-core processor. That is going to cost under £200. So those are some pretty good budget phones there from HTC. Look out for those later this year. WinFuture have published some details of what the upcoming P20 Pro's cameras could be like. There will be triple cameras, and one of those cameras will be 40 megapixels. That's going to be amazing, and it's going to let you zoom in 5 times the amount that it would be normally, with the second camera helping out with that, but it's going to retain the quality of a normal picture. That third camera is 20 megapixels, and it's probably going to help you do that popular background blurring effect that's been really popular over the last year or so. And the second camera is 8 megapixels. That's the one helping with the zoom effect. We're also going to get super slow-mo video, just like on the Galaxy S9. 960 frames per second at 720p, just like on the Galaxy S9 and Sony Xperia XZ Premium. And we're going to get something called light fusion, which could be taking really good photos in the dark, like on the Galaxy S9. We don't know. We will find out very soon. And the cameras are going to be apertures of f1.6 and f2.4, so pretty much the same as the apertures of the dual cameras on the Galaxy S9 then. We're also going to get an OLED screen, 6.1 inches, that is going to be a good screen, but it does have a notch, and it looks pretty similar to the iPhone X, as you'd expect from a phone this year, and it's going to be 1080p Full HD, we're going to get 6GB of RAM, and we're going to get a 4000 milliamp per hour battery as well. So it's going to be a pretty good phone, and it'll probably cost around about £800 here in the UK. Galaxy S9 owners are reporting that their phones are getting dead areas on the screen, meaning when they put their finger on these areas, the phone just doesn't recognise the tap. Samsung says they're looking into the issue, but this could be a pretty serious issue. It could lead to another recall, because that is just going to make the phone really frustrating to use. Rumours this week suggest the Galaxy Note 9 could launch in July, a bit earlier than usual. It usually launches in August, and it could have a fingerprint sensor under the screen, so you just put your finger down on the screen and it registers your fingerprint, scans it through the screen, which is pretty cool, and it could also have a slightly bigger battery than last year. So those are certainly pretty good upgrades from the Note 8. HTC has announced that the Vive Pro is going to cost £800 in the UK. It has a higher resolution screen. It is a 3K screen, and it's also a bit more comfortable, and it has built-in headphones to the headset, so pretty decent upgrades. But that costs £800, and you should be able to pre-order it on Vive.com in the UK now, though when I went on there it said it was out of stock, but you should be able to get it on Vive.com, so check every now and again until it becomes available again. The original HTC Vive has also gone down to just £500, and HTC says they're going to release the standalone HTC Vive Focus headset later this year in the UK. It also has a 3K AMOLED screen, and it doesn't need to be connected to a computer. It runs on the Snapdragon 835 processor and can run games from HTC Vive's game store called Viveport. So that's going to be available in the UK sometime this year. Rumours this week suggest that Facebook's standalone VR headset, the $200 Oculus Go, will be announced at Facebook's F8 developer conference in May, and rumoured specs have been posted online of the upcoming OnePlus 6. It'll apparently have a 6.3 inch AMOLED 1080p Full HD screen with a Snapdragon 845 processor and a 20 megapixel and 16 megapixel dual camera on the back. There will be 6GB of RAM, 128GB of storage, Android 8.1 Oreo, and a 3450mAh battery. Alright then, that is it for this week's Friday News Update. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening.